Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
And good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Afternoon Drive. Goodman Mason. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you are looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to RMFP.com. Why buy retail when you could do wholesale for your next project? Rocky Mountain Forest Products in Wheat Ridge. Mace, so you broke out another Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, it's actually a Christmas Hawaiian shirt. It's July, Christmas in July. Why not?
I can see that.
Yeah.
How are you, buddy? What did you do today? You celebrated something a little early?
Yeah, Charlotte, my daughter has her birthday this weekend, so I had a nice little lunch with my wife and my daughter.
What drive-thru did you take them to?
Oh, ha. No, we went out for like a late brunch, early lunch today.
And where'd you go?
A place called Urban Egg up on Bellevue.
Urban Egg, okay.
Like a little brunch breakfast type place, and nice. I had a salmon Benedict.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And it was absolutely delightful. Charlotte had pancakes and bacon, kind of her favorite breakfast meal, and just had, you know what? It was kind of the perfect day to kind of go out for brunch and lunch. A lot of people are taking the day off,
right,
taking a 4-day weekend, basically. So it had a real kind of relaxed vibe to it. Very, very enjoyable. And then tomorrow, Charlotte's birthday party is going to be at Coors Field.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many tickets are you getting?
I believe we end up with 20, I believe.
Wow.
Not just her friends. There's some family. We actually rented one of the party suites.
Get out.
And that's
wow, you must be doing well financially.
Well, I mean, actually the kind of the party suites were pretty affordable, we found.
Oh, I thought you pulled it out of the 529 plan.
Yeah. When you start kind of adding up and having how many people were there, we're like, okay, right, this isn't bad. And so the cool thing is, yeah, obviously, you get to watch the game in the suite, have some fun. They have the snacks and all that. And then it's fireworks night, one of the fireworks,
right,
at Coors Field. And
that must have been more expensive because it was fireworks night.
Well,
you must be doing really well financially.
We kind of got in as soon as possible. And they didn't know what the capacity was going to be.
Right.
So it actually was not, again, it didn't break the bank in the way that I thought it was going to.
She will never, ever forget this.
No, she won't. And then after the game, when it's time for fireworks, they guide us down onto the field. And
oh, how cool.
We get to sit on the field and watch the fireworks, and it's going to be, yeah, we're really excited. A lot of fun. Her friends are excited, and you know, they all have matching shirts. Like, Charlotte insists on her and her friends having matching shirts.
Nice.
And she's very much into Space Jam. She's excited about the Space Jam sequel, so they're all going to be wearing their Space Jam t-shirts at the game.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, we're going to have a good time.
Good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Good
for her ninth birthday. I celebrated my ninth birthday at a baseball game, too.
The days are long, but the years are fast, aren't they?
Yeah, just kind of trying to enjoy the moment, right?
Yep, exactly.
How was your golf today?
It was good, except for one small problem.
What was that?
So this is the first time in my life,
okay,
I have never gone out by myself ever to play golf. And I have never played on a work day.
Wow.
Never. But we got our show notes done really early.
I know.
And I'm thinking, wow, I can get a 12:40 tee time. Why not go? So usually, either I play with Mandy or I play with friends. So as an example, Jason Hirsch and his wife and Mandy and I are playing tomorrow. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous track called Pelican Lakes. It's up in Windsor. We're playing up there. And then playing with a bunch of friends, including Doug Ottawell, on Monday. And most mm-hmm. people know who Doug is if you listen to the station. So when you play with friends, you usually have a great time.
Yeah.
So played with two young guys, both in their 30s, and then an older guy about 75. And one of the guys in his 30s, I don't know what this guy's problem was, but he couldn't have been any less friendly.
Oh.
With no etiquette on the course.
Oh, dear.
So even when, if you hit a good shot, he wouldn't say a word, which I can live with.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. But when somebody pars or birdies a hole like I did, you at least ask, would you like honors? At least you ask that question. For me, I always say, just go ahead. I'm totally fine. It's like this guy was looking for buried treasure on the tee box and he had to run up there first. That stuff really doesn't bother me that much either. until we hit the eighth hole. And I was explaining this to Danny when I got here early. So this guy was a par three. He hit it right of the green.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a 75-year-old gentleman, super nice. He was left of the green, about 70 yards from the pin. So this guy, the older gentleman, chipped his shot.
Mm-hmm.
And was kind of in this other guy's lie. And he waited for this 75-year-old man to walk to his ball to mark it. And this guy had a marker on him. So as this guy was walking, I walked up to him quickly, grabbed his marker, and then marked the guy's ball. And I'm thinking, you know what? I understand that there is etiquette to mark your ball when you're in somebody's lie.
Right.
But when you are racing to the tee box, dude, to be the first one off, you lost all credibility for etiquette. And you want a 75-year-old guy to race to his ball so you can have a clean shot, you ass. I was really pissed.
I can't blame you.
And he wasn't friendly. He didn't ruin my round. I played all right. I played from the tips for the first time.
Yeah?
I don't think I really want to play from the tips again.
You don't have to.
I know I don't. But these guys played from the tips, so I'm like, all right. So I shot a 45 from the tips. I'm happy with that. Because if I played one up, which I usually do, I think that would have been a better score anyway. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
Was it a par 36 for the nine?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, there's some distance on those tips
and yeah.
harder shots. I've never played from the tips, but my putting was garbage. If I would have putt better, I should have easily had a 42.
Drive for show, putt for dough.
Easily. And my chipping was good. The problem is a lot of these holes, a lot of these greens were uphill, mm-hmm. and the chips are really good. The things never rolled.
Just wasn't your day.
No, I hit well.
Yeah.
I was crushing it off the tee, and I was hitting really good second shots. The problem was my putting today. But I digress. Time now for The Lead.
The Lead is presented by Marco's Pizza in Aurora, where everything is fresh, never frozen, like the dough and sauces to go with hand-cut meats and veggies. Order today at either location, off Smoky Hill Road or Quincy in Aurora.
ESPN's Jeremy Fowler is reporting there is no trade market for Aaron Rodgers. Fowler is reporting, quote, I've checked in with multiple teams around the league who are monitoring the Rodgers trade situation. They said there is no trade market for Rodgers right now.
Well, he clarified that.
Good. Because, smart.
Yeah.
What a crazy report. No trade market? I know one team that wants to have him.
He said, 2 hours ago, he tweeted, valuable context, as I explained on show before, Zoom snafu cut out part of answer. No market because Green Bay is still giving zero indications it's trading him. Hence, there's nothing for monitoring teams to do right now, unquote. So that's what he meant, that the Packers aren't in the position of trading him right now. But is there a market? You're damn right there's a market. We know one team that is very interested, and it's right here in our backyard.
Well, here's the thing, Jeremy. If the Packers don't want to trade him, that's their prerogative. But it doesn't mean there isn't a market for him. They are two completely different things.
Right.
So for him to say, quote, I've checked with multiple teams around the league who are monitoring the Rodgers trade uh-huh. situation. They said there is no trade market for Rodgers right now. Now, you can take that as the Packers are not answering phone calls. So literally, there is no trade market because one side isn't answering or returning phone calls. Uh-huh. Okay, but a lot of teams would love to have him.
Yeah, and obviously we know the Broncos would have interest if and when he becomes available. There are others who would, but at the same time, like we talked about with the opt-out deadline coming today, the number of teams that would be interested next spring far exceeds the number of teams that could pull something off this year.
Well,
which is why Aaron Rodgers not opting out probably does increase his chances of becoming a Denver Bronco if the Packers decide we're going
to
trade him.
He needs to be traded now for the Broncos' sake. Now, granted, the Packers would not want to trade Rodgers within the conference, mm-hmm. certainly the division, but the conference. Washington, I mean, who's their quarterback right now?
Fitzmagic.
Right. Okay, let's look at Philadelphia. I don't know if Jalen Hurts is going to work out. I don't know if Sam Darnold is going to work out. I don't know if Jameis Winston's going to work out. There's going to be a lot of interest in Aaron Rodgers. But right now, these teams are going to go with the guys that they have. Where I think the Broncos right now are far more fluid, where they would be more than willing to upgrade with Aaron Rodgers immediately.
And I think that's true all the way to the trade deadline as well. I think even if there's not a deal that is made in August during training camp, if this thing goes into September and October, which is what happened with Carson Palmer 10 years ago, and David Dunn, all you know, is representing Carson Palmer, is also involved with Aaron Rodgers as well. If this thing goes into the season, I don't think it changes the Broncos' interest or willingness to make a deal even up to the trade deadline.
Deshaun Watson could be available too.
Yes. Now, a lot more things have to clear up. And looking at kind of the way things are scheduled on the legal end, his issues with all the allegations brought against him, all the lawsuit stuff, all that is expected to extend into at least next offseason. So Deshaun Watson, kind of to go back to the way we phrased it earlier this week, that's his situation as far as playing may be frozen in carbonite like Han Solo, but Aaron Rodgers not opting out means that if Green Bay reaches a point where they're willing to deal, it's very much in play even into midseason.
Coming up after the break, HBO's Hard Knocks has decided on the Dallas Cowboys. And if you're a Cowboys fan and you're happy about this, you're a fool. You're an absolute fool for being happy about this. Broncos could have been on Hard Knocks too. But if you're happy about your team being on Hard Knocks, you're a fool. Cowboys fans, we'll explain next.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive. Goodman, Mason. Watch us, milehighsports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mount Forest Products Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you are looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Rocky Mountain Forest Products, where they specialize in wholesale lumber to the public. Go to Rocky Mountain Forest Products in Wheat Ridge or go to rmfp.com.
Well, I cannot believe Cowboys fans, because when I read Twitter today, I'm like, really? You're excited about going on Hard Knocks? Oh, sure, you get to see behind the scenes on your team. I'm with you on that. But the only reason they're on there is because you've missed the playoffs 2 years in a row. That means your team hasn't been good enough to make the playoffs. You should not be happy that your team is on Hard Knocks.
Unless your team,
you should, it's a slap in the face.
Unless you volunteer for it. Like last year, the Rams volunteered for it.
Right.
And the Chargers, actually, they didn't have to be on. They volunteered as well. So if that's the case, you're fine with it. But there were only five teams that could not turn down Hard Knocks. The Cowboys were one of them. The Broncos right. were another. And I think the interesting thing with the Cowboys is that I don't think the entire organization was opposed to it. I'm quite certain that Jerry Jones, at the top of the organization, is in favor of this. But I don't think Mike McCarthy, his coach, is in favor of this.
No way. Coaches never want to be on.
Now, the thing that I think will happen here, from a non-Cowboy fan perspective, I believe we'll have an entertaining show. One thing that's happened with Hard Knocks is it's become very kind of sanitized to kind of serve as a commercial for the teams that are on there, and it's been kind of very positive, glossing over the negative. Like 2 years ago with the Raiders, there was barely a peep about Antonio Brown, even though that should have been the biggest story of Hard Knocks that year, but the Raiders kind of whitewash that and put that away. Jerry Jones isn't going to do that.
Right.
Jerry Jones is willing to let the warts be shown.
Right.
He just wants people talking about the Cowboys. So this is probably going to be a very entertaining Hard Knocks.
Might be. All right. All right. Would you like to see the Broncos on Hard Knocks?
No.
You don't?
No.
Why? I would.
Why
wouldn't you want to see all the behind-the-scenes stuff that you don't have access to?
Because then I'd have to plan my Tuesday nights around watching it. And I'm selfish and
You're a guy who watches sports all the time.
I watch sports games.
But think about this for a second.
I don't watch a lot of talking head shows and things like that, even though what we do is talking heads.
Think about how much material we would have for our radio show, selfishly.
Oh, I know.
Forget about as a fan, which I think fans would love to see behind the scenes.
Unless it was kind of sanitized to a point where not a lot was being shown. And that's been a problem of the last of some recent Hard Knocks. Look, the best moments are when the dysfunction gets out there. Like, for example, Cleveland let some of that dysfunction get out there. In 2018, that was one of the most dramatic Hard Knocks because you could see the assistant coaches basically staring daggers into Hugh Jackson when they were meeting.
Do you know if the teams have any editorial freedom?
The teams can kind of guide what they want to have
seen.
So
they can say,
there.
We don't want this in
there. Yeah, like the Raiders, for example, that Hard Knocks 2 years ago with the Raiders was terrible because they basically kind of turned it into an infomercial for the Raiders. There was very little that was negative on there. Antonio Brown, the biggest story of that camp, was barely mentioned on the show.
Right. Well, he was there for a cup of coffee.
Right.
Okay, with that, so you would have no interest in watching the Broncos on Hard Knocks. Seriously?
I mean, I acknowledge that there would that we'd get stuff out there and it'd be interesting, but it's a purely selfish reason why I wouldn't want them on Hard Knocks, because then that would be more time that I had to kind of parcel out. That's all. All right. That's the only reason why.
Just for the sake of argument. I'm an HBO executive. I'm Ross Greenberg or whoever's running HBO. And you want the Broncos to be on over the Cowboys, Panthers, Giants, and Cardinals. Yeah. Sell me on the idea.
On the Broncos?
Sell me on the Broncos, why they should be on.
First of all, one of the things that makes Hard Knocks work is when you have competitions. You're going to have a quarterback competition. Now, yes, you don't have a star here, but you're going to be able to build up some drama with the quarterbacks, with Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Lock.
Can I kind of cut you off?
Please do.
Nobody around the country cares about either guy.
All right. I knew you were going
to
go there.
Well, I asked you to sell it.
I'm trying to sell it. I'm going to sell you on some of the personalities. Von Miller, for example, he's a known commodity, future Hall of Famer, big personality.
Yep.
In terms of kind of like, you always like to have your folksy kind of man of the people, hero type of guy. Well, that's Quinn Meinerz, the guy they drafted in the third round.
He'd be fun.
He's a fun breakout type of personality that you often see on Hard Knocks.
But I don't think they have enough characters to really sell. Justin Simmons, one of their stars. Mm-hmm. Justin, I love Justin, but he's not sellable because he doesn't have any Aqib Talib type of personality. I don't know what Kyle Fuller's like. Shelby Harris would be fun. Dalton Reisner would be fun. But other than that, who do you really have where it's really great TV?
Yeah, and I'm trying to sell you on the Broncos, but
it's a hard sell.
It is a hard sell. Right. And, I mean, stepping back and looking at the teams that were candidates, Cowboys, Cardinals, Broncos, and then the Panthers and the Giants. The 1-2 that I kept coming back to were Cardinals and Cowboys.
I would have taken the Cardinals in a second with their receiving core and J.J. Watt, Kyler Murray.
We know that J.J. Watt's already been a Hard Knock star.
Okay.
He did in Houston.
And here's something else. I think their head coach, he is on a very hot seat.
Yes.
That makes it entertaining right there.
The juice hasn't matched the squeeze so far with Cliff Kingsbury, even though they gave him the quarterback that he wanted in Kyler Murray, who is universally acknowledged to be a star in the making. Kyler Murray is not disappointed as a quarterback the last 2 years.
But
the team has disappointed.
Should HBO have rolled the dice just in case Aaron Rodgers came here? Because you know what? That's the Hard Knocks everyone would want to
see. It's the Hard Knocks everyone would want. And if Aaron Rodgers walked into that locker room on August the 10th or something like that.
The problem is they start at the beginning of training camp.
Right.
Yeah.
But then two or three episodes in, it would be one of the most dramatic moments. Really, I wouldn't just say it for Hard Knocks, but in sports documentary history. But do you roll the dice on that possibility, knowing that if it doesn't happen, you may have a show that's very meh? And Hard Knocks the last couple of years has kind of devolved into meh television. Whereas the Cowboys, from the top down, and because of what Jerry Jones will permit to be on the air, you know it's probably going to be a very engaging and entertaining show. They took the bird in the hand rather than two in the bush by choosing the Cowboys.
No question. And you know what? It wouldn't surprise me if Jerry Jones, because he's the type of guy to do it, said, you need to have a camera on me at all times.
Oh, yeah.
He's that type of guy.
He doesn't mind that. I mean,
I used to joke around all the time that, no, the big stadium that they built, you know why they built a stadium that big?
Because
only
of
building,
his ego.
Only building to house that ego.
Yeah.
Big enough.
There's a reason why, despite the sponsorship, we still call it Jerry World, okay? It's his playground.
Danny, watch this. Okay, watch this. Want me to get Mace to go from 0 to 60 in a matter of 3 seconds?
Uh-oh.
Why can't you just let Mace enjoy his time here in the studio before the holiday weekend? You always have to rile him up?
How do you feel about Jerry Jones going into the Hall of Fame before Pat Bowlen?
Now that Pat Bowlen's in, I don't feel quite as bad.
How'd you feel before?
I was angry.
How angry?
I thought the Hall of Fame made a big mistake. I thought...
Did you raise your voice any type of significant decibel levels when you found out?
Metaphorically speaking, yes, because I had a series of tweets that were basically ripping the Cowboys, especially what little they've done in the last 25 years.
Right.
And also pointing out, and this is valid, that the two of... Jerry Jones, should he be a Hall of Famer? Yes. But Jerry Jones and Pat Bowlen worked hand in hand on a lot of those
television
TV
deals.
Initiatives, revenue-generating mm-hmm. initiatives. I feel they should have gone in together if that's what they got in for. And if one had to go in first, I would have put Pat Bowlen in because the Broncos, objectively over his time, were better than the Cowboys were over the long haul.
Am I wrong in this statement? Peter King and... Peter King and Jerry Jones have a very strong relationship.
I think Jerry Jones has a strong relationship with pretty much everybody in the national media. Because Jerry Jones.
Yeah, but who's on the election?
Jerry Jones talks a great game, no doubt. Jerry Jones, from a media perspective, Jerry Jones is the best owner in sports, or at least the best owner in the NFL.
You mean visible?
He's visible. He has no filter.
Right.
And just whenever he opens his mouth, if he talks for more than 5 minutes, a story comes out.
Right. Right.
And really, even though the Cowboys have not accomplished much on the field in the last quarter century, the guy that has kept them relevant is Jerry Jones. You gotta tip the cap to him for that. Now, you can't
He's a carnival barker.
Yes. Now, what has happened, as we've learned, is that he's had to be saved from himself. Like
his son.
Stephen Jones has saved his dad from some rather significant personnel mistakes.
Well, one of the big ones was he really wanted Johnny Manziel.
And Stephen Jones
said, no, we need to build up the offensive line. Smart move.
Yeah. You know who else Jerry Jones really wanted?
Paxton Lynch.
Yep. And the Broncos beat him to the punch on the trade. But Jerry
Good
Jones.
Good for them.
Jerry Jones coveted Paxton
Lynch.
Well,
Pat Bowlen.
Think about that for a moment.
You know what? Pat Bowlen did not get into the Hall of Fame before Jerry Jones, but at least the Broncos, under the leadership of Pat Bowlen, got the quarterback they wanted, Paxton Lynch.
Of course, by then, Pat Bowlen was no longer in the building, sadly.
That is true. Coming up after the break, a Rocky Mountain Forest Products Gambling Challenge. We do it every Friday. And they want to know, over under on the number of hits Nolan Arenado is going to have against his former team starting tonight. Ooh. That's next.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back, Afternoon Drive. Goodman Mason, watch us, milehighsports.com. You can reach us. Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. In the meantime, you need to get over to Siltahar Mazda right now if you are looking for a new ride. They are loaded with inventory. So what does that mean for you? While other Mazda dealerships in town are low on inventory, you're going to have a huge selection at Siltahar Mazda to get exactly what you want. And right now, check out the Mazda CX-30. It's a small crossover SUV, all-wheel drive, leather-trimmed seats, great power, and 32 miles to the gallon on the highway. Now, talking about inventory, right now, Siltahar Mazda has 32 CX-30s in stock and 32 CX-5s in stock. Take one of those for a test drive today. Siltahar Mazda, again, lots of inventory this summer during the season of discovery. Get to Broomfield or go to sthmazda.com. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Masterpiece Roofing. Find out how Masterpiece can get your insurance company to pay for your roof. Call 720-242-6404 or go to MasterpieceRoofing.com today.
Okay, time now for the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Gambling Challenge. We do this with our friends Ty, Cal, Kate, and Evan from the Just Us Guys podcast. They want us to give our predictions on the Hawks against the Bucks tomorrow night, Game 6, Eastern Conference Finals. Hawks are -2 and over-under. Nolan Arenado back in town. Mm-hmm. He was 0-4 yesterday. He plays tonight here at Coors and Saturday and Sunday. Over-under on hits, 4.5 over the next three games. Where do you want to begin?
I'll start with Hawks Bucks tomorrow night, and I do on Saturday night, and I do think that without the stars, this is becoming a home court intensive series. Trae Young is questionable. Giannis Antetokounmpo is doubtful.
They think he might play,
yeah,
though.
And if Trae Young is going to play, then this is, if there's a greater potential for Trae Young to play, it's an easy pick. Go with the Hawks.
Over under Arenado, 4.5 hits next three games.
Not a good night from last night. Maybe putting some pressure on himself, but over the next three games, that's a long time. I'm going to take the over.
Okay. I'll take the under. Okay. And I'll take the under for this reason. Freeland's pitching well. Marquez is pitching well. They're going Saturday and Sunday. As for tonight, he might bang out four hits.
Right.
And we will see. Guys, what do you think? You and I had the conversation yesterday. Do you think Arenado would be booed? And would you blame the fans for booing him? Not only wasn't he booed, he got a standing ovation for about 30 seconds.
Good.
Good for him and good for Rockies fans understanding that Nolan Arenado, he wanted to stay here if the team showed improvement. They just didn't.
Yeah, and I mean, I get why some people would be upset, and I think you can rationalize that just because of the videos that they sent to people with the Cardinals over the years. But what brought him to that point? What brought him to that point was seeing what other great Rockies players had gone through before. Seeing the disillusionment that eventually set in for guys who played much of their careers in Colorado. Watching one opportunity after another be squandered and knowing that these patterns keep repeating themselves within the organization. I mean, there's a reason why the Colorado Rockies have never won a division title. Think about that. This is their 29th season of existence. They're in a division with only four other teams. You'd think at some point they would have lucked into an NL West crown at some point, and it's never happened.
Almost happened a few years ago.
Yes, that was the closest they came.
Almost. Here, I hear this all the time, and you and I talked about this when the trade happened. where you can make the case there were some similarities between Arenado and Carmelo Anthony. Mm-hmm. Both guys under contract wanted to be traded. I said it before and I'll say it again. It was my understanding that Melo felt the Nuggets were going into a rebuild, and that's why he wanted out. Then again, look at where he went. The Knicks were a disaster before he got there and remained a disaster when he was there. The difference, though, I think, in the minds of the fan is this. Arenado was giving the organization the finger in the minds of the fans. Mm-hmm. And in the minds of the fans, Carmelo Anthony was giving the finger to the state of Colorado and the city of Denver. And that's why there are such hard feelings.
It's a perception
as anything else. It is. But make no mistake about it. Carmelo Anthony felt this team was going into a rebuild. He did.
Yeah, and it's a perception thing.
But like he did want to go to New York, too.
And
he's from the Baltimore area, so he's an East Coast guy.
And as you've talked about, of course, the popular narrative was that, you know, his bride, and now they're getting divorced, Lala Vasquez, that she was kind of forcing Carmelo out, that she was basically...
She was Yoko Ono.
She was a basketball Yoko Ono. We know that wasn't entirely true. But the perception of that, and people still feel it in their guts. If you feel, if you're disrespecting our town, and this is true, whether you're talking about Denver,
you
St.
pick
Louis,
New York over Denver.
Exactly. And that's, and the perception of that is why a decade later, he touches the ball in the playoffs for the Blazers and he gets booed.
Well,
when it comes
let
to
me
him.
Ask you, what if the Rockies had traded him to LA? To play for the Dodgers, I think the reaction might be a little bit different. And I say this with all due respect to Andrew Detmer, who runs the board for MileHighSports.com. Andrew, I can understand why Melo wanted New York over Denver. I can promise you, nobody wants, at least in this area, nobody wants St. Louis over Denver. So I bring up L.A.
Yeah.
because Nolan Arenado is a SoCal guy. What if he got to be traded to where he wanted to go? Might feel a little bit different.
And the other thing, of course, is that L.A., it's the glitz and the glamour. And, right. you know, it's where everything is going wonderfully. St. Louis, it's for the baseball. If you're a and if you're a Rockies fan, it's easier to rationalize that by saying, okay, well, he really did go to a better organization, one that has proven to be committed to winning over the years, even though, yeah, they have big support, but it's still a small to middle market franchise that punches above its weight, but has that commitment to success. You can't begrudge him for wanting to go there.
Right.
Right.
I agree.
Because it's for baseball reasons, not for glitterati reasons.
And fans felt, you know what? Nolan has been with this organization for a long time. He's played at a Hall of Fame level. I want this guy to win. I want to see him win because it's not going to happen here. Danny, what do we have coming up on Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it?
The Olympics kick off in just about 3 weeks, 3 weeks from today, actually. And we've got a little bit of a sad story as Twitter was on fire with professional athletes speaking out against a particular individual who's been suspended for 30 days, will not be able to compete in her individual event. We'll talk about that next right here on Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason on Mile High Sports.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back, Afternoon Drive. Goodman Mason, watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you are looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. In the meantime, if you are looking for someone to take care of your plumbing, your heating, or your air conditioning unit, there's only one place to go to, because that's where I go. Mighty Plumbing, Heating, and Air. They came over to my house, and boy, did I have a fantastic experience. I thought I was just going to do a 30-point inspection safety check. I mean, they're only charging $69 right now. Well, as it turns out, I needed an entirely new air conditioning unit. They don't sell you something that you don't need. My air conditioning unit was 28 years old. And not only did I really enjoy working with Mighty Plumbing, Heating, and Air, they showed up on time, they communicated great, but I know that I have great product right now because Rudd is top of the line, and I know that's going to last for a long time. With that, I want to bring in my friend and owner of Mighty Plumbing, Heating, and Air, Kevin. Kevin, how are you?
Doing good, Eric. How about you?
I want to give you a hearty congratulations. You reached a milestone today. Would you like to know what it is?
Sure.
300 five-star Google reviews. I don't know if you can get three people in a room to agree on toppings for a pizza. How in the world does everybody agree that you are five-star?
Well, the first thing is you got to get five-star service, and that's what we do.
And what does that look like? I mean, I can explain it, but it all comes down to the owner, the leader of the company. And what do you say to everybody who works there to make sure it is five-star service?
I start off with happy employees. So I pay really well. I have a good group of guys that really enjoy what they're doing. It's not just a job. It's a career. And then we instill them at taking care of the company, taking care of the customer, taking care of, trucks, everything. And so when we start off like that and train on that, that's what you get, five-star service. You get a happy employee that comes in that does their job. Either it's a repair, replacement, whatever you need, they're trained to do either or. So you're not getting some salesman or a guy that's unhappy with his job. You're getting a guy that loves his career.
Well, let's continue that conversation, because I was having a problem with a toilet in my house, and I was thrilled when he came in and I said, I know you're here for my air conditioning unit, but can you take a look at my toilet? I was like, absolutely. And I said to him, are you qualified to do that? And he said, I'm qualified to do it all. I mean, it tells me you're hiring people who can do everything well.
We do. And the ones that don't, we send them to schooling and training, and we cross-train so that they can. Because most of my, what I've learned over the years, most guys want to do both things. They don't want to do just one. So every employee that I employ, they're always striving to do better. And one of the things is if they've never done plumbing, then I send them and teach them plumbing. If they've never done HVAC, we teach them that. And they're all technicians. So just like the gentleman went to your house, they come in with tools. They can fix stuff. They're on the spot. They're not just a guy that drives around in a pickup and has a nice fancy shirt on. They're actually hardworking technicians that can fix it and take care of it on the spot.
I am familiar enough with equipment out there. I know that Rudd is the best in the business. That's another reason why I wanted to work with you. But here's the thing about Rudd, from what I understand, they just don't work with everyone. They work with very select companies. How did you guys get picked?
Partnership. Them knowing me and reputation. So because I had a good reputation with my name, they were happy to team up with us. It's been a very good relationship. They take very good care of us. Equipment is still outstanding, easy to install. No problems, best warranties. I really, really enjoy working with those guys.
By the way, Mighty Plumbing, Heating, and Air, they will meet or beat any written offer. Don't forget about that 30-point safety inspection and safety check. It's just $69. How do people get a hold of you, Kev?
Best way is the website, www.mightyph.com. And by the way, I've matched, I beat 6 estimates alone this week. So I keep my word. I will may or beat any written estimate.
300 five-star Google reviews. I don't know if I could get a five-star review on anything I do in my life. You have 300. Are you serious?
Hang out with me and we'll get a lot of five stars.
Really? You're the man? I need you to rub off on me. You know what? I might take you up on that.
Anytime.
My man. Kevin, thanks so much. Have a great holiday weekend.
Thanks. You too. Have a good one.
See you, pal. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Just in case you missed it, the big story of the day from the Olympics, or the Olympic trials rather, Sha'Carri Richardson suspended 1 month for a marijuana positive drug test after she won the 100 meter qualifier in 10.8 seconds at the U.S. Olympic track trials in Oregon last month. Her mother died about a week before. She found out from a reporter days before the race. Marijuana is legal in Oregon. She's 21 years old, so no breaking of the law. However, it is banned by the World Anti-Doping Agency, Olympics and international competition. She could still compete in the 4x100-meter relay, but is not eligible for the individual event because that will take place before the 30-day suspension will be up. Your reactions to this story from the world of the Olympics.
She said, "I knew exactly what I was doing. I knew I could get busted by the IOC." She said that. She owned it, where so many athletes are not accountable for what they do. Listen, marijuana is not legal in the United States, but it is legal in Oregon. But it's legal in too many countries to count.
Yeah.
Way too many countries to count. You know, the IOC is very, very similar, or becoming very similar to the NFL. It's legal in a lot of states. The NFL, they haven't changed anything. Why isn't the IOC evolving with the times?
Yeah. Now, actually, what is interesting is in the last decade, the IOC has actually relaxed what constitutes a positive marijuana test from 15 nanograms per milliliter to 150. So they have moved the line somewhat, but obviously not enough to where if you have a joint, as Richardson evidently did, that it's still going to result in a positive test. I mean, it's I salute her for taking responsibility. I mean, she owned it. She talked about it and the circumstance that went into it. She said, I'm human. That she was going through a lot at that moment. And I mean, I can't blame her for doing that. And she accepts the consequences. It's just a shame that these are the consequences.
Right. I mean, let's be honest, though. Let's flip it around. Just because you're accountable doesn't mean there shouldn't be consequences
either. But it's just a shame that this is the penalty that she has to pay.
I agree, but unfortunately, those are the rules. She said she knew what she was doing. She went in with it with her eyes wide open. But yes, indeed, it is unfortunate. That was Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it. Big sale going on right now in Mountain High Appliance for the holidays. You need to go check it out. You can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, you want to talk a little bit more Aaron Rodgers? Are you done with Aaron Rodgers?
I'm not done.
You're not done?
Oh, no.
There's still more Aaron Rodgers that you would like to talk about. Okay. Well, ESPN's Field Yates wrote a column on what could help each NFL team right now. He talks about Aaron Rodgers, how he can help the Broncos. Well, we'll get into that in great detail and what he has to say next. Yeah, girl, yeah.